Lord.
Glory to the King.
Can I get some help?
Thank you, Lord.
I will not keep silent.
Yes.
Wait, see, I knew. Somebody find that scripture. I know it's there, but I don't know where it's at because I never paid too much attention to it. Hello?
Please take a moment to answer a few questions for voter research.
Press 1 for yes.
To my final. Hello?
Press.
I will not keep silent. Is that it?
He that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence.
That's me. Now, you might be wondering why God would give that scripture to me. Well, see, if I keep silent, then you talk.
Tell more.
So now you see why God had me talking all the time. Because just as soon as I get quiet, you talk.
Amen.
And the tongue?
World of iniquity.
Now your face is along again. I'm doing the same to you. I'm sitting there and all of a sudden he puts that scripture. I told you what it does with me. I remember years ago when I went out to Brother Wilder's, a whole bunch of preachers would show up. Pruitt showed up. And they all wanted to do the talking. And finally complained to Brother Wilder. They said, he thinks he's the whole show. Because I wouldn't give no space to him.
Amen.
Can you imagine if I let all you folk talk? For instance, I found a scripture today that I wasn't sure was there where God said, where he used the word abhor. Who's that, Lord? See, now we talked about abhor here. But before we started talking about it, most of us, and you don't like when I tell you to abhor yourself yet.
Amen.
You know why? Because we live in a generation where we love ourselves.
Amen.
And for you to say I abhor myself, you got to have your mouth shut. It keeps on saying I love God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how I love thee. Oh. And then you say to me, well, why should I abhor myself? Well, that's a good question. And then we tell you where it was put out. And you, every time I tell you where it put out, you sort of just... Those are the words spoken by probably the most perfect man that God ever used to demonstrate his relationship with God. Brother Patterson, would you please? Brother Patterson, would you please?
There's none like him in the earth. Perfect and an upright man.
And you still insist that that was God talking to you?
Yes, it was.
Praise God. Praise God.
You mean he answered your inquiry?
Yes.
He saw your troubled heart?
Amen.
Your confused state?
Amen.
So what God said to him, he said to you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you're like, amen, amen. The best of you just kept silent. Now, I know, as I'm talking to you, I know you don't understand why I'm saying it. Well, the news in the Red Tube or YouTubes, iTubes, are being filled with a bunch of preachers, politicians, who are all using their mouth. This prophet says that. That one says that. Thus saith the Lord here. Thus saith the Lord there. And I'm sitting there looking at it. And I say, that ain't what it said to me. Say, I must be wrong. No, God said, you open your mouth, boy. And you just shut them up. That's why I shut you up with your testimony. I've told you several times I long for the day that I can put the trust of the God in you, that you will testify to the working of God. Because it's very important in this age of the Antichrist, we overcome him by the word of our testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you better make sure you got the right word.
Yes, Lord.
Because he's as smart as you are. And he knows how to use the word. You know, here I'm talking again, and I know. See, I didn't bring no Bible. Now, if I give, for instance, what triggers me, then I got to talk about something you done or something you done. And you don't want to hear me do that. Because everybody's doing what they think is right. Look at the reaction. See? And if I hadn't shut your mouth, and it won't, if I don't keep, it won't be long, you'll make a little murmur.
Okay.
You'll make a little comment.
Okay.
Right.
All we, like sheep.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that nice? Sheep.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that nice how God identified us?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, goats don't go astray. They don't. Yeah. You can depend on the goat button and climbing. And but sheep, they go astray.
Yes.
All. Isn't that nice? We. Like sheep.
Thank you,
Jeff. See how you responded? Have gone astray.
Oh, yes, Lord.
What about you? All?
Oh.
We?
Like sheep.
You don't think I know about going astray?
Oh, yeah.
If I didn't know about going astray, I wouldn't know when you went astray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, if I can do this without upsetting my sister, I didn't answer. She asked me a question. I didn't answer. I just kept silent.
Oh, Jesus.
Because she should know better to even ask me that question. Remember? Forgot the question. How about you? You had a question? If you knew me, I've already answered your question. Now, I'll show you how simple it is. I'll show you. She's going to go get her eyes examined. I urge her to do it because her eyes are nearsighted. That's why you see her since I'm not. And it's getting worse. So we found a place here. And now, what did you ask me? That is an answer. You really have to ask me that question? I see he's not above my head.
Hallelujah.
She asked me about the money. Boy, God, have mercy. If she just kept quiet, before she knows, I say, here's your money. And it'd be more than you'll even ask for.
Jesus.
I'm just using that for an example. See? Read that again, Timothy.
Oh, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night.
How about me?
Of the Lord.
Seems like I never hold my peace, do I?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Do I? Now you can answer.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Seems like I'm disturbed about every little thing. For instance, Charles went home today, but he was in the dining hall this morning. And before he left, he just bawled and bawled and bawled and cried. And, because he said, Brother Siri, he said, I was so angry.
Oh, Jesus.
And I wanted to tell him, I said, something I told you. I said, Charles, I should have told him. Charles, if I didn't know that God sent you here, I wouldn't spit in your face.
Hallelujah.
If I didn't know that God sent you here, I wouldn't let you even sit there, you dog.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
But can I keep talking to you? No, you're going to go back to New York.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
And then, when are you getting that? Come on, man. You're on your way to eternity.
Oh, Jesus.
Almost persuaded the truth of God. See? Now, isn't that something I don't tell you talk to him about it?
Okay.
Huh? He'll know when to get out of there. When he ain't got no more land to sell. when God takes his mama. Hey? So that's why he goes back up there. No?
Yes.
Yeah, I go back up there because that's my only chance, as far as I can see, coming over $10 million.
Right.
Hey? So, hurry up, boy.
I'm waiting.
Big pension you got. And how much do you give? You know why you can't give much? Because you live in that damn city where it costs a lot. See, now you talk, I see him. You know the taxes on his house up there? How much?
$800 a month.
Hammer.
$800 a month.
How much is that a year? How are your taxes over here?
$631,000 a year.
He's in New York. Does that make sense?
No.
And I tried to tell you about taxes. Because it had to do with Jesus' first coming.
Right.
Taxes. Look at me. Yeah, Jesus was born in Nazareth. Well, that's where his parents were living. And in order to get him over to Bethlehem, where it was prophesied, because the king said, is there anything in the book about where a king would be born? Why are you doing that again? That defiant look in your eyes. Oh, you got it wrong, prophet. Isn't that nice? I can afford to be wrong, huh? I can miss it, right? Isn't that right?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
How much did you say a month?
$800.
Wow, a month, taxes. I get the hell out of here, boy. And then, because of your children and your wife, how much did it cost you to send your daughter to college?
I'm paying that loan. Probably for the
rest of my life. That's $286,000 a month. A man's foes are those. I usually rather not talk about it, huh? I usually keep quiet, but here he is. Read that again, Timothy. I'm gonna see if I got it right.
I know it, Jesus.
I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night.
What?
He that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence.
Let's talk about Jesus coming. Don't keep silent.
Don't keep silent.
If Jesus wouldn't come, I don't care if you go anywhere. But you better make sure he don't find you in New York when he comes. When the flood came in Noah's day, he knew where the people of God were. They were in the ark. And he shut the door so they couldn't get out. Oh, that did he. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is coming.
Excellent.
Excellent.
And Pastor writes, if you think that these people get excited when you say excellent, you're out of your damn head, boy.
Right. Hallelujah.
And then I'll pick up on it, won't I? Yet show I unto you a more excellent way. The right way to live your life, to serve your God.
Thank you, Lord.
To spend your money. I'll show you the right way. And I've done it by living here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you have it. Oh, boy. I'm not going to keep silent. Because if I do, you're going to run your mouth. You're going to do it. Because that tongue is a world of iniquity, and it always defends itself. If I would ask my sister, how come the supper was late? She'd start telling me why. And it would fall back on me some way or other. Well, you kept it too long in the dining room. I didn't keep her after it was done, though. No, she stayed out there to wash the dishes. Come on. Maybe I ought to keep silent, huh?
Oh, God.
Rum, rum, rum. Now, there's another place in the Bible today I found where God used the word abhor.
He abhorred you.
Romans 12:9.
Abhor.
Yeah.
How many times in your Christian life have you even had the word abhor given home to you? And then we'll say to you, the one who said it. I'm looking right at your faces now, see? Only place to find it.
Psalm 78:59.
Amos.
When God heard this, he was wroth.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And greatly abhorred Israel.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
Your mercy, Lord.
Oh,
my people. My people. They're being destroyed. Using every excuse. Making up every kind of a reason. Look at you. Would you like to answer me right now? And why you're sitting there like that? Aren't you the prophet sent?
Amen.
Well, I told you, go dip 7 times. I don't mind taking a bath, but I'm not going to go in that muddy Jordan. And again, I told you what that leper was. He's iniquitous. He was hiding his leprosy. He was the captain of the army. And nobody in that army knew he was a leper. His wife was the only one. And she was forbidden to put it out. And now you're doing it again. How long do you think he could have commanded that army if they'd have found out he was a leper?
Oh,
now you are there, you said. Are you right to read the story? And how did he find out? Because a little maid who was, that must have been something. That little maid, captive. Now she's given charge of taking care of the man's wife. But don't you talk. Just do what you're told to do. Yes, ma'am. And so she's in there taking care of the woman, and the woman's crying.
Oh, bless you.
What is it, mistress? I don't want to tell you. But mistress, we're getting kind of close, and I love you. What's troubling you? I don't want to tell you. I asked a question like that to sister yesterday. Come here. You love your husband, don't you?
Yes.
When's the last time you made love? You lay in bed with him? Don't even lay in bed with him. Number one, Do you remember when? You never did? Why in the world are we so dense? Well, I'm going to ask God to bring him alive.
Hallelujah.
And take you on a honeymoon. God damn this house. Read it again, Timothy.
I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace, day nor night. He that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent.
Now you read.
And when God heard this, he was wroth.
Jesus.
And greatly abhorred Israel.
Oh, God.
A God of love who loved Israel. When you came here, I started doing things because I love God, because I knew God sent you.
Thank you, Lord.
I abhor you. You ought to abhor yourself. It's me.
Yes, it is, Lord.
It's me, oh Lord. Or am I standing in the need of prayer?
Hallelujah.
It's me. You're not getting it, people.
Yes, Lord.
You're sitting there again.
Yes, Lord.
Am I changing my method?
No, sir.
Have I changed my word?
No, sir.
Have I softened up my approach?
No.
You're a hard man. I told you I am. I'm a hard man. Abhor. I still haven't found a real good definition for it. I got a lot of little things I could say. Despicable, disgusting. Oh, you got one?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Loathe. Is that what you said?
Loathe.
What does that mean?
Detest.
Ah. Ah. That's me. I go home and say, God, I'm not doing well. In fact, I did it again today. I said, God, I'm just not getting this job done. Well, he narrowed my crowd down to this, front of my fine people. And all I got to do is yell at them, scream at them.
Jesus.
We don't have to. Huh. Cry loud?
Spare not.
Lift up that voice like a trumpet.
And there you face. You need to learn how to receive the word. And remember, it's the engrafted word.
Engrafted.
The word that cuts.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
And they were cut to the heart.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Where's that at?
Acts chapter 2.
See? And even when we do that, when they say it, and you just sit there, and for some reason or other, we have hardened ourselves. We have stiffened our neck. You got it? Don't you think we ought to find out what it was? Under what circumstances? Under what conditions? Search the scriptures?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, you don't really mean, Brother Stair, we ought to shut up, do you? Yeah. Because your big mouth will say things. The tongue, you can't tame it.
No. Amen.
And from the abundance of the heart, the tongue wags.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
It's like the tail on a dog. Weighs the whole dog. I never stand right in front of you people over and over again saying, where David said, I will order my speech aright. I will order it. I will order.
Amen.
You're not receiving this, folk. You're not. What'd you find? Oh boy, we got a bunch of them here. Number one.
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, and your fathers did so do ye.
Well, he was talking to the Democrats. They were talking to the Philistines. Because the ones they were talking to got mad. Threw stones at them.
Yes, Lord.
Stoned him, calling on the name of the Lord.
Oh,
how you doing? Did I say something to offend you?
No.
Huh? And it's not going to get any better. God's going to put this on us until we abhor ourselves.
Yes, Lord God. Yes, God.
Why did Joe finally do that? To think that I'm asking God. He knows everything.
Yes.
You ever do that?
Oh, yes.
You know me. Well, I'll put the money in your hand. I'll put it in your hand more than you're thinking about.
Thank you, Lord.
I will. I already got a head back. You want to leave, boy? We'll get you out. Got it all. Yeah, we will. We'll get your car. But we're not going to get your wife. So if you want that, go ahead. I'm not going to keep silent.
Yes, Lord.
I'm warning you.
Yes, Lord.
And if you're going to talk, you testify. But don't testify of yourself.
Amen.
Testify with Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Who controls your mind.
Yes, Lord.
Who has your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then you can really say, in my heart there.
There rings a melody. There rings a melody.
Hold it. Of heaven's
harmony. Hallelujah.
We need a little harmonizing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, harmonizing means you got four different voices, but they sound like one.
Amen.
Glory.
No?
Yes.
Good. Put your heads down. Abhor. Once again, Timothy.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm really not upset, but I don't understand why you folk keep resisting the warnings. You need to get control of your tongue. It's a world of iniquity. It always defends you. It always misunderstands someone talking to you. Always. 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 That's why I didn't answer her. And she'll tell you, she knows. She would not say that to me. In fact, I'm the one that reminds her about that. Abhor. Do I always got to talk to him like this, Lord? Until we get the job done, huh? Then you better get somebody else, because I'm getting very weary with the backlash that comes back to me. I really am. I'm doing well, but They don't believe me, see? I can just tell her when I'm talking right now. See, we don't really believe how close this is. When Charles left, he wanted to go see Mark. Because they used to live with Pastor Connolly. That's where I met him. And that's where they still live, in that area where Pastor Connolly used to be. I didn't know that! That's right, damn you! When you talk about me, you don't know anything what I know. I know you!
Amen.
You got a carnal heart, a carnal mind. And from the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. You make judgments you should never make. Judge yourself first, and you'll find out you ain't got no right to judge anybody else. I said the wrong thing now.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you judge, Brother Stair. Wouldn't it have been nice if I never said I'm a judge?
Thank you, Lord.
And God gave them judges. Because when there was no judges,
every man did what was right
in his own eyes. So here at the same time, God sends you a judge.
Hallelujah.
Father.
And then to be a faithful judge.
You are judged.
You got to judge your own self. And that's what I do.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
You're not going to help me, are you?
Oh, Jesus.
You don't give that look in your eyes. I did the best I could. That's not good enough.
No.
Every man doing that was it right.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're doing right in your own eyes. But that's not acceptable.
Hallelujah.
Now, scripture. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you know what we're being flooded with? Preachers, prophets. There's hundreds of them out there, all telling us how God's going to save America, put Trump up there to save America. In fact, Mr. MacArthur tonight, the one who got a fine out there in California, he said Trump called him and said, I'm behind you. You know why? Because he's behind Trump. Yeah, because he bought Trump's facade. Have you ever been born again, Mr. Trump? Well, I had a ate a cookie. I heard him say it. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? He was asked one day by the family, focused in the family, look damn you people. All I got to do is mention something and you, who's that? Who's that focused on the family? I saw him do it. I heard him.
Yes,
have you ever had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, he says, if you're going and getting that little cookie, you don't know what he's doing. I take communion.
Sure.
Take a little cookie.
Yes.
You know how many people have been deceived by taking a little cookie? Because they tell you when you take the cookie, you're taking Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Yes. They'll give you the cookie and they'll drink the wine. Yes. And what you need more than a cookie is the wine.
Hallelujah.
Need that blood.
Hallelujah.
That cookie's a bloodless sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
We need a sacrifice with blood.
Hallelujah.
Somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody.
Hallelujah.
They overcome
Hallelujah.
By the blood and the word. The word. The word.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Somebody ought to be ready by now.
Yeah. Oh, the blood. Oh, that precious blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
When the enemy comes like a flood, well, how did he do it? He came with his word.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
As an angel of light.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
preaching about Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh,
why are you resisting this?
Oh, God.
You're being flooded with all kind of prophecies. And I said, but that's not what you told me. That's not what you told me. So even this morning, when I shut the door, I didn't put it on the air yet, but I did preach it on it. The prophets are prophesying lies. And they're doing it in my name, he said. See, I never sent them. I never talked to them. Yeah. Well, who are you to tell that? Yeah. Says Roth. Supernatural. God. He's had two guys on lately. And they're all predicting how God's going to make America great again. Using Mr. Trump. I don't think I'll swap Jesus for Trump.
No. No.
And Jesus is not going to make America great.
No.
He's just not going to do it. He's going to destroy America and the world.
Hallelujah.
He will destroy the wicked with the brightness of his coming. And there'll be nothing but ashes under our feet. So when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching
in.
You mean I'm going to walk on my mama's ashes? Or my children's ashes? You won't know who they are. See, God wouldn't even let Lazarus see the rich man now. He had his eyes on Jesus. No, son, I'm not going to remind him of you. Boy, you folk won't budge, will you? What kind of word do you want somebody to speak to you? Please tell me. Boy, my people, they just love it. They love to have it so. Where Charles left here. He said, Brother Jack, can I talk to you? Sure. So he fell on my neck, started crying. My God, have I sinned? I sinned.
Jesus.
And then I went home and I found scripture that I gave to Sister Brown one day when she was raised in hell. I said, the reason I'm talking to you, because your sins are forgiven.
Hallelujah.
You find that in 1 John, I think. 2 John somewhere. Hey, folks, the reason I'm talking on to you is that your sins are forgiven. And you need to rejoice because your sins are forgiven. Perpetual backslide.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Perpetual.
Yes, Lord.
Perpetual.
Oh, God.
I wish I was a good English scholar.
Oh, God.
Perpetual.
Thank you, Lord.
Perpetual.
Always. Over and over.
Never stops?
Never stops.
Perpetual? Oh, you know what it means? Then you keep on doing it? See, if you receive the word of God, you'd humble yourself. And you say, I abhor myself. What did Job say? What did Job say?
Abhor myself.
No, before he said that. After a long time, God wouldn't hear him. He stepped back and said, God, what am I doing?
Lord,
what did he say?
I know that thou canst do everything.
My God,
can be
what you're doing. You have a reason and a purpose.
Yes.
I know you can do anything.
Hallelujah.
Everything. All things.
Hallelujah.
And here I am trying to tell you to do something.
Glory.
That I want you to do.
Glory.
And you're not going to, you won't even hear me.
No.
Now I said, I abhor myself.
Yes,
and brother and sister, can I say something to you folk, and you stop this hardening of your heart and your stiffening of your neck and your snapping of your head?
Jesus. Oh God. Jesus.
There's a beautiful verse in that scripture. And God turned
Hallelujah.
The captivity.
Glory.
Of Job.
Glory.
When?
Glory.
Now, analyze that.
Bless
you. Job sitting there, abhorring himself.
Bless
you. Boy, gosh, what am I doing?
Glory.
And God said, hey, Job.
Glory.
Yeah? I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you what I've already done.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to send your friends over.
Hallelujah.
You know, the ones that kept trying to prove how big a sinner you was.
Glory.
And they weren't being mean.
Hello.
No, they were concerned about Job.
Yes.
What in the world, Job, did you do? Well, what did you do, Brother Stella, to get put in jail? Well, what did you do to have your wife leave? Well, what did you do to have all these other folks? What did you do? See?
Jesus.
See? Look at this. Now, I tell you, y'all know what I've done. I didn't do right. But God did right. See, there's the answer. He always does right. And the devil would say, it ain't right for you to say that one. And God said, I always do right. That's the righteousness of God. Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
David, I'm in trouble.
Amen.
He stole his brother's birthright.
Glory.
Got all the blessing that belonged to Esau.
Glory, God. Yes, Lord God.
How many of you stole from your brother?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hmm? Come on, saints.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
Bunch of robbers.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Thieves and robbers.
Thieves.
Trying to come another way.
Mm-hmm.
The sinners.
Thief and a robber.
How come you don't know the scriptures? Oh, yeah, I read them. Well, did you read that one? The sinners are thief.
Thief
and a robber.
Okay.
Huh. Well, I think we ought to find out what that's talking about. Sure ain't talking about you or me, is it? For years and years, I want to be like Jack Cole. No, you don't. I don't want you to be like Jack Cole. But come on, man. The guy was a mighty man of God. He really was.
Oh, Jesus.
We heard his son talk the other night, right? Huh? I said, I've had him in my meeting.
Thank you, Lord.
And I said, Long Island, he can't preach for me. And boy, Jack Cole's son. Boo! I was stealing, wasn't I? I figured if I used Jack Cole's name, I would get people, and I did. Yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Was a substitute in Jesus' name when he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw. Not Jack Cole,
no.
Not R.G. Stair, not A.A. Allen,
Amen.
Not William Brennan. If I be lifted up,
Jesus.
Lift Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher.
Well, come on.
Give up all the world to see.
Jesus.
one day a bunch of people came back, sat back there from down in Mobile. I felt right. I thought, sure, they were all excited. They were so excited. And I thought, boy, they're going to move here. And they really were thinking about it. They were David Terra boys. You know, there was a bunch of folks that called themselves Terralites. We had Branhamites. We had Hittites. How many folks have done hitting? ever hit somebody with a... Don't like me, do you? And you never will till you love me. I don't like you, but I love you.
Praise God.
And love covers all your shortcomings.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
All your failures.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
I can see they're tired, Lord. But I'm tired.
And I'm weary.
And I'm weary.
I must go along.
Till the Lord comes and I wish you'd hurry up. This last mile. No enjoyment in it. I gotta endure.
Hallelujah.
Every moment. Long for sleep sometime that there I am, and it doesn't come. And then you very kindly give me a few moments when I know nothing. Ah. Why don't you folks stop mocking me?
Amen.
When you're sitting there unmoved, calloused, that's mocking.
Yes.
And you've done it so long, you do it in the dining hall. Just as I start talking, you harden. In the day you hear the voice. Well, we hear you all day. That's right, in the day. Then he that sits on a circle of the earth, he laughs at you. I'm going to have him in derision.
Amen.
Go and see what that word means. Derision. I can give you a spiritual understanding. Deny he's risen. Derision. He's alive. He's risen. Heaven gates are open wide. He's alive. I'm not in derision. I'm not going to deny he's risen. How do you like that one?
Amen.
I my good dictionary, huh?
Amen.
I have been derision, God says.
Hallelujah.
They'll deny me.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, how God preserved Peter.
Amen. He did.
Thank you, Father.
Though all men forsake you, I'll die for you. It's nice to hear, Peter. I want to tell you something. Before I die, you will deny me 3 times. Whew. You didn't hear me, Lord? I told you I'd die for you. Yeah, I heard you. I saw you pull out the sword and you're going to fight my battle. You're going to keep me alive. And I told you, put that sword up, boy.
Yes, Lord.
You know that sword? That big mouth? Shut it up.
Yes,
boy, they loving this. Look at them rejoicing in the truth.
Hallelujah.
Well, now. What is the master, mistress? I don't want to talk about it. Oh, God, my husband. You're going to lose everything. It just gets out. You're going to lose everything. Leprosy is growing. His arms, his legs. Won't be long, he'll be covered with it. Oh, mistress? Yeah? I got a prophet that I know about over in Israel. He can cure your husband of leprosy. How did you find that out? I was eavesdropping. I wish somebody could say to him, boy, I wish your face would lighten up.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But you're talking about me. Sure I am.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll talk to you. I'll talk about you.
Thank you.
I won't talk behind your back, though.
Thank you, Father.
Uh-huh. I'll talk about you on my knees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I like the story. Woman said, what'd you say? There's a prophet over in Israel. Yeah, but Israel, they're our enemy. You got to get my husband over there. Well, he can put on a good show. Hey, honey, yeah? They tell me there's a prophet over in Israel. He can cure you of your leprosy. Huh. Get my soldiers ready.
Hallelujah.
Got to show an arm of strength. In fact, when he came, if you would read it, he came to the king of Israel. And the king says, is he coming for peace or for war?
Hallelujah.
And they start to negotiate the terms. And up come a messenger from Elijah. Or Elisha. Hey, you got a messenger here from Elisha.
Hallelujah.
Hey, King, don't get upset. I can show you the prophet. Boy, they're taking all the joy out of this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
We're a bunch of... woman said to me one day when I got... she had a little shout till you came around. Took all the shout right out of her. You put on a big show, see?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm not against y'all shouting.
No.
Just show out.
Hallelujah.
Just show out. Just show out.
Hallelujah.
Let's just show that devil up.
Hallelujah.
Let's let him know we're on God's side, but better still, he's on our side. Hallelujah. The only way you could be in my presence is because God humbled you.
Hallelujah.
If you would like to enjoy my presence, humble yourself.
Right. Hallelujah.
If you'd like to enjoy God's presence, just humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself in the
sight of the Lord.
Humble yourself
in the sight of the Lord.
And he will lift. Are you going to deny that God lifted me up?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Put me right in your face.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hmm?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Abhor. Standing in the way of God's deliverance. If you humble yourself, he will exalt you. Those two men had come here, and I let the brother work on a car, and then I wouldn't make him pay. I wouldn't make him pay. Two of them. They both promised they were going to come back to serve. They didn't come. Now, what are they going to have next time they show up? Huh? I say, bye-bye. There could be a lot of folks show up here, and I'm going to say, bye-bye. I should have said it to him. I should have. He just comes to stay back in here again, and all kind of excuses and reasons. $800 a month taxes, and now the economy's going. They're not going to fund the police no more. So that might take care of the insurance policy. They're going broke. Well, God's not broke.
Yeah.
He's not dead. He's still alive. And because he lives, you can live too. If the whole United States goes down, he's going to go up.
Glory.
I know why a lot of folk ain't here. I wasn't expecting them. But I did everything I could to say, you get here. Because I didn't say I'll pay your way, but I inferred I would. I'll take care of you. I'll send somebody for you. I'll pick you up. Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
That snot nose over there. I kept telling him on the phone over and over, come here. And I said to myself, boy, and I suppose he comes. And then one day he came. And you know what he did? He called me from up in Columbia at the bus station.
Hallelujah.
She said, come and get me. I said, no way, man.
Hallelujah.
The next thing I knew, he down here at the bus station.
Yeah.
He would have done it right at the beginning.
Right.
Now, they don't stop the bus down here no more. See, so not people want to do it. I don't know why you people keep doing that to me. I won't go pick them up. I'll take them home, though.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's still on probation, you know. I didn't take the probation off him. Now, the other one, he called us the other day. Yeah, he called on the phone. I went, his mother's dead now. Huh? Hope he don't show up back out there. Has he showed up at all?
Oh, no.
He better not. Because most of the time whenever he showed up, he showed out.
He
better not come back here either. See, the scriptures are coming to pass.
Yeah.
Many will see. You should have heard my friend from New York today again. Boy, did you hear him, Rose? Sister Rose, did we hear him? Did you hear that call from New York? Oh, I'm coming down. My girlfriend's father going to bring me down. And now he's changed his mind. And I told him 100 times, come on, Brother Best. Just get on the bus. I got to listen to that kind of stuff. Although we've been in the wailing. You watched me cut off. What was it, Rufus? He called yesterday. Both of them involved with women. Now, I'm not against that particularly, but just to take any woman to have a woman, and then most of them don't believe in God. They don't believe in your God. That's what happened to poor Samson.
Amen.
Took a woman who didn't believe in his God.
Right.
That's the only woman he took. But that one didn't believe in his God. And that's where his strength was. In his God.
Yeah.
When I was preaching today, I closed the door. when I got done with that, Sister Rose says, "Boy, I like when you're preaching." I said, "You listening to me?" Now, you haven't heard it yet, but she did. And she just, she was at the sewing machine. She likes to sew. But she stopped sewing.
Glory.
You ain't got no reason not to hear me because I talk all the time. See, I got to be very careful because people get so offended for some reason when I talk about them to show you and them.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If you know what I said about that supper being late, ain't no reason for it. Just you. I told you, black folk are late. Late for church, late for prayer, late for breakfast. I gotta find some way to stop being black.
Yeah.
Boy, do I got the consensus again. Most of the time, when people are late, is they think they have a privilege. Can we do something? So they think that gives us a privilege. You don't be late when Jesus comes. That's not a privilege. Now, why don't you say amen to that?
Amen.
Why don't you just do it and do it from the heart?
Amen.
Read it, Timothy, read it again.
I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem.
Hold it. I wonder who that watchman is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If I didn't watch for you, Sister Rose, you would lose your soul. Because she loses everything. But she hasn't lost me. I'm still here.
Hallelujah.
And she hasn't lost her Savior.
No.
And he hasn't lost her.
No.
She didn't lose her husband.
No.
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 Oh, you know Jesus is your husband?
Yes.
He's your wife?
Yes.
He's your son? He's your daughter?
Yes.
He's your mother? He's your father?
Yes.
He's everything!
Yes.
Because your wife lost her weight, don't mean you lost her.
Amen, bro.
Hmm? Amen. And, you know, you go by to see her and she puts you to your way?
No.
That's why I say, but she gonna come back, but she ain't come back to where she was.
Hallelujah.
She's never getting back in my bed.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-huh. She forfeits that.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna love her.
Sure.
But she's not getting back in my bed. No. She chose to get out of it. So she made another bed, better lay in that one. Because the one she's in now is a bed of affliction. She married a guy who was sicker than he is. She is. He has asthma attacks. Boy, I watched him get one one time. Right down here at Walmart. You ever see somebody get a good asthma attack?
Yes.
How are you, Brother Brown? You ever had an asthma attack? Can you give us a demonstration of what happens? Can't breathe. Are they scary? Why are you folks doing that again? Why are you just sitting there like that? Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by? Who is there left among you that saw? I seen asthma attacks many times. I seen people come to services and give an asthma attack and almost die right in your presence. I seen them have heart attacks. They're frightening. There's a dude over there. I called him because I had all the signs of a heart attack. So I called Edward and I said, Edward, I feel like something wrong with my heart. So he got his little stuff and he started checking me out. And God forbid you people talk. He had a testimony. He looked up at me and said, "Brother Stair, if you weren't God's man, you'd be dead." Do heart attacks kill people? Huh? God's got a heart attack. His heart yearns for these people. Come on. Let's wait on them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They that wait. Your conscience fallen. My Jesus knows. See, we're not through this feast time. Now, I don't know that people from Cottesville is going to come in. That was strange. I live in Cottesville. Do you have live services? We'd like to come. So, I wrote them back. I said, yeah. Are they here? No. See? Led me on. I responded to him personally three times. Told him, "What's that?" I was excited. Cottesville.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I told him how to find the place. Well, more convenient season. We're living in a very, very ridiculous, iniquitous people. They got good intentions, and then God discerns the thoughts and the intent, and their good intention turns out not to be so good. And so I discern whether your intentions are good, and I respond accordingly. A watchman.
Hallelujah.
I have compassion, but I make a difference.
Amen.
Yeah, I do. I have compassion on Rose. I have compassion on Sister Powell. But boy, was I tough on her today. And she'd been hurting so bad. She was riding in the cart and to go down and check something, and I questioned her about it. Then she said, "I won't go." She got back in that cart. I guarantee you, if I go further with that, you'll say, "Well, what's wrong with that? We don't need anything down there. We got every one of you. Got more clothes than you can wear, more food than you can eat, more trinkets than you can... Every one of you. Every one of you. You have... Really? Brother Dennis, did you ever get the socks I told you about? For the brother, underwear too?
Yes.
You get some? How come you guys don't jump up and down? Do they fit?
Yes.
What color are they? Huh?
Black socks.
Wow.
My God.
So when you take your clothes off, you look great. Now, you didn't know I did that, did you? Well, one day, Brother come down, kneel down next to me. He said, Brother Terry, said, now I happen to know we got boxes of socks and underwear. In fact, I had plenty of them. I could give him some or give you some. I got white ones, red ones, tight ones, loose ones, clean ones, dirty ones. Take your pick. And mine are... I never changed underwear so much in all my life. I had to wear them for 2 weeks. I never changed pants so much, or shirts. You know, Sister Rose told me I look good in this shirt.
Yeah.
I'm glad she see me when I look good. Because she also has to see me when I don't look too good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, when I get angry, upset. When I look. Oh, look at my face! Look! So you're mocking me again. I was accused of not loving and being so angry. Come on, get a little sad look on your face. Boy, you... See, you don't believe when I tell you that. I heard God say to me, look at my face! Well, did you see him? When I looked at it. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. And boy, he was angry.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, I hope soon I can look at his face.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not doing too well, Lord. I'm trying to be humble, but I'm not doing too well. Don't mean to hurt anybody. Don't mean to upset anyone. Comfort the people of God. Comfort ye my people. Comfort ye my people.
Hallelujah.
Are these the same people you tell me to rebuke?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Your people?
Yes, Lord.
Are these the same ones that you tell me are destroying themselves?
Yes. Oh, God.
How do you comfort them? How do you do it? You think maybe talking might do it? Well, you're going to out-talk me. Excellent.
Excellent.
Now I'm going to close with this. When I was down in the prison, and God told me I'd have to come back up, I shuddered. Not so much because of facing you, but because I had to face you.
Oh, Jesus.
I had to be responsible.
Hallelujah.
For he must... See, I'll quote it again. For he must. No choice. He must. Why don't you finish it? Watch for your soul?
Yes, Lord.
I guess you don't think it's your responsibility to watch for mine. Because both of our souls are the same. The soul of Christ, the soul of God. And we're watching for his soul. He's watching for our soul.
Yes, Lord. His soul, yes, Lord.
Isn't that something? Now, to me, that's so simple. It really is. Yeah. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Oh, boy. I've told you many times after I talk, I'm afraid. I fear for you. And also fear for me. Fear of God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Not by any works that we have done, good or bad, right or wrong.
Amen.
I did hear one preacher. He said, you know, we missed something about this. It all has to do with grace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We're all putting all kinds of things on people, and we forget grace.
Grace.
The great grace,
grace
was upon them all. But Ananias and Sapphira, instead of just didn't try to deceive. Why have you let Satan? Just be honest.
Hallelujah.
Peter, we're not going to give you all. But you two conspired.
My Lord.
See, if you be honest before God, you can confess to the most evil thing. But if you confess, he's faithful. I wish somebody, somewhere, I just quoted one when I came in tonight, didn't I? What was it? I forgot already. I preach to you because your sins are forgiven.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your sins. My sins. Man is preached the forgiveness of sins. Oh, little patty cakes.
Glory to Jesus.
Shall we stand? Heavenly Father, I pray for the saints. I pray for the people, both here and there. There's folk listening. You don't believe me? Anybody listen? Anybody listen tonight out there? Or maybe not. I don't know. Let's find out. 843-538-1334. My eyes are getting dim too.
Thank you, Father.
843-538-1334. Hello? Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Who is it? Charles?
Hallelujah!
I thought you had a whole day's work of preaching. I was crying. God bless you, Charles. If you would listen, you heard me say the reason I talk to you is because your sins are forgiven. Somebody! You know, if your sins are forgiven, your name's written down. God bless you, Charles. Come and see us quick, okay?
Thank you, Lord.
A meek and quiet spirit. That's what he had. So learn meekness. Meekness is submission. Hello? Hello? Yeah. Brother Joe from New Zealand? What you doing at this time of morning?
Hallelujah.
I bless you, Joe.
And listening in. I'm here with you all.
You sound like a Southerner. You all.
Yeah. All the same.
Lord bless you, Joe.
Bless you too, Brother Steph. Love you.
Come and see me.
I will.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hear the blessed Savior.
Holy deal, friend.
Come on.
Heavy laden, come to me and rest.
You doing all right?
I'm praying while I listen to you preach, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm praying for you, too.
I thank you for everything you said this weekend in Papa Stare. It's no garbage from my heart. God bless thee. God bless thee. God bless thee and all the saints.
Where do you live at in Ohio?
Orville.
All right. Well, come south.
Yes, sir. I'll be praying and trying to figure how God wants me to do it. And
I keep telling you.
I'm looking at it right now when I'm praying. I've been thinking about it, and God bless thee.
So you listen to me, right?
Say it again, prophet.
You listen to me, right?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever heard me tell you about Abram?
Get up.
Get out.
Away
from
your kinfolk, from your family. Yes, I've heard it.
And didn't even know where he was going. Didn't even know how he was going to do it. But he got up. And then he made a boo-boo. Took his father with him. Took his nephew Lot with him. When are you people going to flee that we're in that time frame where you got to flee?
Yes.
I'll pray for you, brother. God bless you.
Thank you, Prophet Dear.
Oh, I hear them all day long like that.
Hallelujah.
That's supposed to do it. Now, that's another reason why I'm hoping for the 10 million. So when people like that call, I'm going to make sure they get here. I'll pay their bills. I'll go get them. Hello?
God bless you, Brother Steve, Brother Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing a whole lot better. I've been taking those reflux you gave me, and there's seem to be working.
They will.
And I'm going to let you know, too, I know that we're still in these Devatun feast days that are very, very important for healing. And I was reading, I believe it was John chapter 7, you know, about the Lord performing healing during the Day of Atonement on that last day. And then he went on talking about he came in like the midst of the feast, and there was, you know, a lot of unbelievers. He had brothers and sisters that were unbelievers. I read that. God gave that to me a couple of days ago. And he said, you know, and they told him, well, go up to the feast. And he says, I'm not going up to the feast. Not yet. He says, I'm going to come in a way that they're not looking. That's what he told me. And he said, so on the Day of Atonement, and then was the day that was reconciliation with his people for 6,000-7,000 years now. And you 40 years, preaching 40 years, every year there was a cutoff, and it happened on the last great day of the tabernacles when Jesus stood up, and he says, whosoever thirsts, let him come, take the water of life freely. I was laying in the bed, and 2 days ago, God just quickened that to me.
Brother Jackie.
Yes.
Remember you not? I told you these things. Everything you're telling me, I preached it, I talked about it.
Sure.
So just remember it, okay?
I know that you know it.
Yeah, I sure do.
I know that you know it. If anybody do, you do. And I just trying to not take your place, because I know that I can't do that, but I believe.
You know why you can't do it?
When God gives me faith,
Do you know why you can't do it?
Yeah, I know why I can't do it.
Why?
Well, I guess I'm not there.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you move out of my place. You are nobody else.
I'm not trying to do that.
But I'm...
I'm not trying to do that. I'd be a crazy, stupid man to do that.
Well, Well, you've never done anything stupid, huh?
The faith that God gives me, I try to push myself into that, and then I realize that, you know, the iniquity can get in the way, and I understand that more than I ever have. But I do believe that God gives faith. And
well, that's all I've preached for the last month or two. Faith. I'm a preacher of faith. I live by faith. I talk by faith. I have faith that God can save even you.
Hallelujah.
And multiple me. Wow.
And he's doing it and bringing me through this path.
Good.
And I just know that, you know, this year there was hundreds of people. That chapter was what it was about. It's about the cutout.
Have you ever heard anything like that?
Yeah.
I told you, this weekend, this week, hundreds are going to have the door shut.
That's right.
And they'll see to enter, and they will not be able.
Amen. Amen, brother.
And God bless you. See, he's seeking to enter. He wants to be here. I'll be there. I'll be there. But he's not going to come in here and do that kind of junk.
No.
He's going to sit and keep his mouth shut. Kept your mouth shut, can I?
Amen, brother.
Hello?
God bless you, Brother Steer. Hello?
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 Where are you from?
New Zealand.
Gina. New Zealand. What are you grinning about? Who are you?
Gina. Sister Gina from Renwick.
What in the world is that at? Boy, you folks haven't even learned how to rejoice right.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Come and see us now.
Yes. Amen. God bless you, Saint.
Them New Zealand's amen. It don't sound like to say amen, I say. God bless you.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Are you people, you sit here again. I'm getting calls now from New Zealand. You hear that?
Yeah.
These people are hearing me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And you sit right here and you won't hear. If you hear, you would rejoice.
Hallelujah.
I would have to say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
Hallelujah.
You're not hearing what the Spirit's saying.
Glory.
The Spirit's telling you I'm coming. The Spirit and the Bride are saying, come, Lord Jesus. Herself ready. Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come and save us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello. You better get right with God, boy.
Amen.
Amen. Man, you'll seek.
Mm-hmm.
That fellow used to live on this land. You hear me? And one day he come up to me, I'm leaving. And then nothing but trouble. Now he wants to come back, you know. Huh? See, I keep telling you, many will seek to enter. Yeah? More call than you was expecting, isn't it? Huh? Hello? 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 Shut the phone off or the radio. Boy, we are an educated people, aren't we? We are so confused how to serve God, how to please God.
Hallelujah.
We are Babylon. All right, I'll try again. Hello?
Hello, Brother Sterling. This is Brother Wright from Wyoming. Calling to let you know that I am listening. I still need prayer for my back. It's pretty sore. So, anyway, Lord bless you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Wright, we got a lot of sore backs down here. One more won't hurt. God bless you. Everybody found out that the best way to get out of doing things is have a sore back. Yeah, he ain't got no sore back.
No, he's not old enough for that. You got to pay some more dues.
You got a sore back? Hop.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Ay, 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 ay. Hello? Hi. See, you're not going to make a fool out of God. You're not going to fool God.
No.
If you want to be a fool for God, but don't try to fool God. I'm a fool for Christ. Look how foolish I'm doing something. Sister Burgess?
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all I have to say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
Who is this?
This is Brother Jordan. I had something to mention to you that I think would be encouraging to you.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, I think you'll know this. It says, being God's anointed messenger with the word of life, then speak the word, and the anointing shall destroy the yoke.
Yes.
That's what I've been doing all night.
You're speaking the word of life, then whatever's bounding them up. Should be
to... Oh, wait a minute. What's ever binding you up?
Oh, no. I already know.
Oh, you're not bound, huh? Come on, Brother Wright.
Jordan.
Or Jordan. Everybody bound by circumstances, situations, opinions, ideas. God bless you, brother. Now, be careful to talk to that guy, because he gets quite a bit of money. See, how many times I've said, Sister Rosa, one of the things that bothers me is all these folk want to come and tell me something that I already know. And I let them do it because they need to know.
Amen.
Boy, it's not going to quit. Hello?
He retaineth not his...
That's right. But you're going to have his anger when he puts you in hell, boy. You devil. His name is Steve. Hey, Steve, come and face me to my face. You dog. I need somebody to come and face me to my face so God can kill you.
Yes, Lord.
Hello. Is that you again?
Yes, I had to finally use my husband's phone because mine's not going through. So, a guy comes on and says, your call cannot be completed, or call cannot go through. And it's a live guy coming on. So I just want to greet you in the saints tonight.
Just keep on praying. God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
See, people tell me that the phone, that I check the phone, it works. We got a screwed up world out here. Boy, oh boy. Hello?
Hello. God bless you, brother Bear.
Who's this?
Sister Candy.
Sister Candy. I thought you were going to be over here for the gathering.
I'm coming. I'm
going
to move and break my lease so I can get out of here.
Take care. See, I'm not going to deal with them. For the last 4 or 5 months, I told the people we're going to have this gathering.
Sure.
I told them to get here, make preparation, make plans. Last minute. No last minute. You're not going to get in at the last minute. You make preparations to be ready when the king comes, so when he calls, you'll be ready.
Hallelujah.
But you don't apply that to your life, do you? Get the look off your face. You too. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I got God. I got a revelation. I got something I want to share with you.
Hallelujah.
Boom.
Glory. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
Let me hear that scripture again, Timothy.
I have set thee a watchman upon the walls, O Jerusalem. We shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
All right.
I got something I want to tell you, brother. No, I'm not going to keep silent. No, no, you got none of you. Nowhere. No man has anything that God gave you to come here to help me. None of you. You ain't got no revelation. No understanding. You don't like that, do you? Way back years ago, when God was preparing me, he said, you receive nothing. Well, when he first told that to me, I thought there were certain things he wanted me to review. He said, nothing. And that's why Brother Chris is not here. Because one day he was trying to get me to ease up on my judgment on a bunch of little girls. He said, you got them all wrong. He said, no, I don't. How about you? You want to try it on me? I'm wrong in my judgment? Huh? And God, in order to spare me, he said, you receive nothing. Don't receive their blessings.
Amen.
I'm not going to receive your blessing. I'm going to let you have the blessing.
Lord.
What a blessing to give. More blessing to give.
It is.
Lord.
Huh? I'm going to let you be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't receive their condemnation. Don't receive their criticism. I'll let nothing
separate me
from his love.
His love. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. His love.
I won't even receive your testimony this time, will I?
Bless you, Jesus.
Will I?
Bless you, Jesus.
Boy, you know what I did? I put the phone in front of your mouth. And all you had to do is what you've done.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What do you think I've done that for?
Amen.
I want you to say, glory!
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Go ahead.
I will.
Amen.
Let's go on. Let's go on.
Talking about the glory. Let's go on.
Feel.
No.
I just don't like that word.
Hallelujah.
Because a lot of times I just don't feel right.
Amen. Amen.
I feel so. No, no.
I'm saying so much better.
Come on. How would you sing that?
I'm so much better.
I am so much better.
That's it. I'm so much better.
Talking about the Lord.
Better than best.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Damn, Steve. Go to hell, Steve. Go to hell, Steve. Go to hell, Satan.
Amen.
He don't like that, does he? He knows he has but a short time. No, Steve, we're not going to send you into the swine. We're going to send you to hell. God, mock me. See, what Jackie said, I've been telling you. I told you all along. Hundreds are going to lose their soul this week. Hello?
As thou hast done it.
Wonderful! You devil! All I'm doing is letting heathen rage. You want to hear him?
Yeah.
You want to hear heathen rage? Rage on, Steve.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, go ahead.
Open it up.
Go ahead, rage on.
For the day of Yahweh is near upon the heathen.
Oh.
Thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee.
Wonderful.
Reward shall return upon thine own head now.
You got it.
That pastor that can't preach.
Good.
Judgment is fallen.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Sorry.
Rage on, Steve. Rage on, devil. Then I'll ask him a question. I'll say, you don't live in a prophet. Oh, yeah, you're a prophet. Huh? Double-minded, unsettled, screwed up.
Sure.
Hmm? You folk are very fortunate that you see this last time battle with the spirit of hell. Huh? All you got to do is come. That's all. You want to get straightened up? Jesus said, just come.
Hallelujah.
But don't come haughty.
Amen.
Don't come arrogant. Hey, Lord, I want to tell you how to save body. I want to tell you how to. He said, I've already done it.
Amen. Glory.
See, I'm not speaking to him because his sins are forgiven. Because his sins are not forgiven.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello? Thank you. Now action will speak louder than words. You receive the prophet, your action will show it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you can't act, how about react?
Sure.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
Show me your faith without your action. And I'll show you my faith by my reaction. Woo! Boy, look what I'm doing. Ay, ay, ay. I'm a preacher of faith. I live by faith. And I hope to die by faith. That's my hope. A living hope. If I die with faith, I'm going to live again. A living hope. A living hope. Do my best.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. There'll be a highway and a way.
and it shall be called the way of holiness, and no unclean thing shall walk therein. And many of you think today that you're going to be excused for your sin. No, brother and sister, there is no excuse for sin in the hearts of believers today. Oh, Jesus hung on the cross, shed his blood and died to wash you clean, that you might walk holy and righteous and godly, and present yourself unto him a living sacrifice, without sin, without a filth, without pollution. You don't have to live a life of sin and ungodliness. No matter what men and women try to say to you today, you can live by the grace of God holy and walk circumspectly before your God all the days of your life.